Let's do one on a patient by the name of Louella. That's L-O-U and then capital E as in elephant, L-L-A. Date of birth, 4/22/1922. And today, dated for December 27th of 2021. This is a 99-year-old woman with history of end-stage dementia, period. If her graft patient has lost weight, her weight is not recorded because she's not able to stand up, period. But she demonstrates lower extremity muscle wasting, temporal wasting, and overall weight loss, period. New paragraph, medication. She's off all her medications at this time. Her blood pressure is controlled. She has no history of diabetes. Allergy, none. Social, she has no history of extensive smoking or ETOH use in the past. Family history is not known. Review of system, decreased sleep, agitation, sundowner syndrome, weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition, muscle wasting, temporal wasting, lower extremity muscle wasting, weakness, not able to stand up, bowel and bladder incontinent, wears a diaper and is wheelchair bound, period. Patient is also total ADL dependent at this time. Patient does have a son who's 78 years old and sees her mom on a regular basis. Her husband died not too long ago, period. New paragraph, patient was found sitting in a wheelchair, confused and confabulating, period. 90 over 60, 118 febrile. Heart, distant heart sounds. Lungs, shallow breath sounds, but clear. Abdomen, scaphoid, but soft. Lower extremity, muscle wasting. No edema, neurological, no focal neurological deficit noted. Skin shows decreased turgor. Oral mucosa is dry. Neck shows no lymphadenopathy, but positive carotid bruise noted. Assessment here, we have a 99-year-old woman, end-stage dementia, period. Patient is hospice-appropriate, period. New paragraph, patient is expected to live less than 6 months, period. New paragraph, positive history of agitation, sundowner syndrome, decreased sleep, and ADL dependency. Along with everything that was mentioned above, makes patients a hospice candidate with end-stage dementia. Thank you.